The death of analog television. The speed and complexity of modern life is such that sometimes things slip past us unnoticed. We do not have time to worry about their passing. It's as though we only see them by glancing in the rearview mirror once we have moved on. To put it another way, looking straight ahead, we miss important events happening at the edges of our vision. This selective cultural indifference to events taking place in our peripheral vision has been a recurring theme in my work for the past 30 years. Italy, along with many other European countries, recently switched off their analog television signals and moved everything over to digital signal. One of the visible signs of this changeover were the scores of suddenly no longer viable analog televisions dumped by rubbish bins ready to be carted away. I dismantled 20 televisions and used them as the starting point for this work. The paintings are based on some of the objects to be found inside those now useless sets: the circuit boards, transistors, resistors, diodes, capacitors, and speakers, all hidden from view, but which have been constant companions for most of our lives. The transistor, for instance, was first invented in 1947 in the Bell Laboratories, USA. It was probably the most important electronic event of the 20th century, as it later made possible the integrated circuit and microprocessors that are the basis of modern electronics. I took these tiny objects and blew them up in size to turn them almost into large-scale icons so that we could look at them in a slightly different way. Maybe if I expanded them into something the size of, let's say, a Mayan temple that could be seen from a satellite in space, it would give the images an added importance. These thoughts were in the back of my mind whilst working on some of these paintings, and it was something that my collaborator in this installation, the musician Gianmarco Marsiglia, was also well aware of. He composed the music for this installation and visited the studio on many occasions while they were being painted to keep track of the gradually evolving images. He too thought of some of the tiny groups of transistors as large herds of moving animals in the desert seen from above, and so composed music based on electronic sounds, but with a grandiose sweeping movement from one of the television nature programs which we have all watched at some point.